Welcome back to another episode of the Supportive CEO Podcast. We're in the middle of a series where we're taking you behind the scenes and sharing our starting over diaries as we launch and grow our new membership, the CEO Journal Club, and work toward our goal of growing this membership to 50 founding members in 30 days. In this behind the scenes series, we're focusing on how we're approaching launching, selling and delivering this offer and how different it feels to be doing it with a solid foundation of self-trust and grounded confidence that we're building something we know we'll be doing for years to come. This is something that we lost in our previous businesses that played a big role in our burnout, and the difference in how launching feels this time around is night and day different.
So we are not focusing a ton on the numbers or measurable business results in this series, but we will share the final results and whether we reached our goal of 50 members in 30 days in part 4 of this conversation. So be sure to come back for that. Today, we're going to share what we've been up to as we enter week 3 of working toward this goal, which included running 2 live workshops again this week to promote the Journal Club and continue building out the program content. Even though we didn't necessarily feel like it, we essentially ended up launching twice in 1 month. And so we'll share what that has looked like. And we'll also share more about how we're feeling about the program delivery itself and something new that we'll be adding in sooner than we originally planned. Welcome to the Supported CEO Podcast. I'm Kelly Runkles.
And I'm Jenny Krause. We're on a mission to help entrepreneurs reconnect with themselves and their vision in order to live a life that's bigger than business.
We've got a lot to talk about, so let's get straight into the conversations we should all be having more of.
Yeah, so I'm going to be honest, I didn't even know that we were launching again. Like, I was on Instagram doing my daily thing, and then all of a sudden I saw Ellie post this post about like this beach walk she was doing to like start off like launch week. And I was like, wait, what do you mean? What do you mean launch week? Like, are we launching? Like, and it was just such a reminder of, obviously, I knew we were launching, but because our approach has shifted so much, I literally forgot, because it was just like, oh, we're going to run our workshop again. I wasn't thinking of it as like a second launch week in the way that our first launch week was. So it was just also like a refreshing testament to when we set things up and shift our mindsets and we just have this foundation of self-trust, that big things, big marketing events, like they don't have to feel so big all the time.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think internally, like, we didn't even necessarily use the word launch. I think internally we were just talking about it as like, we're going to run the workshop again next week or in the next couple of weeks or whatever. And we were just kind of keeping it low key. And honestly, like, there was no reason for it not to be low key. It was like, it's a workshop that we've run multiple times at this point. We have the emails that are going to go out afterwards, like, just need a few tweaks. Like, there wasn't a ton of like behind the scenes, like, heavy lift work to do. And so, yeah, like, we weren't really necessarily thinking about it as a launch, but essentially that is what we were doing. Like, we hosted our workshop, which is the launch event. We, you know, ran the email series afterwards. Like, it is a launch. But that to me has like always been the goal with what we're doing, is like getting things to a place where we have the materials for launching and selling this membership down really solid, so mm-hmm. that we can just kind of like, whenever we feel like it, we can run it with like a week or so runway, honestly, is all that we need to be, you know, to have things ready. And then also we've got to promote, you know, we've got to get people,
yes,
to see, get people there and let people know that it's happening. But we really don't need a long runway to be able to do that. And that feels really good.
Yeah. And that allows us to enjoy the parts of the business that we really love and we get lit up by. Like, we genuinely love running and teaching workshops. Now, building a workshop and teaching them in the same week, like, that's a heavy lift. But with having our materials in place and testing, you know, of our workshops in place, like, that feels good to just be like, all right, let's run this workshop. And that's really our goal, you know, for this business as well. And that's a very different approach than how maybe we would have approached things in our previous businesses. So we did an experiment for this launch. You want to share a little bit about that, Ellie?
Yeah. So we mentioned we did two workshops this week. So one was our Burnout Proof Your Business workshop that we ran again. I think it was only like 2 weeks or so between, or maybe 3 weeks between, like when we ran one to when we ran the next one. So for that first one, the reason I wanted to run that so soon after the other, there were a few reasons, but like for me, the main thing I was thinking about is like, I want to get the evergreen recording, right? Like I want to get like an updated after we've launched the, like done the first iteration where we're like announcing the CEO Journal Club is brand new. Like, you know, there's some mentions of the Journal Club that are like different than we would say it in an evergreen once it's like fully live. So I wanted to get that recording so that we could start selling on evergreen. So that for like, from like a funnels perspective was why was like my main focus, I guess, with that Burnout Proof Your Business workshop. And then we also hosted a second workshop, which we kind of experimented with. So the workshop that we did later in the week was how to get started with journaling for your business. And that was actually part of the CEO Journal Club content. So if you're, when you're listening to this, if you join the CEO Journal Club, you will get access to that, how to get started with journaling for your business workshop, where we're basically walking you through, like, you know, essentially how to get started. Like if you've not journaled before, if you haven't journaled in a while, or like wanting to get into a practice of it, we just kind of walk you through the steps of like setting a foundation. And then you got the weekly prompts to like build on with that. So we knew that we wanted to create that for the Journal Club members, but we decided to experiment and kind of incorporate this into the launch by offering it for free for like 24 hours. So like you could join the live recording or you could have access for 24 hours without necessarily having to be a member of the Journal Club. And that was something that, like, I can't remember where we got the idea from, but I know it's something that we talked about and like it just felt fun. Like it just felt like a fun idea to experiment with.
Yeah.
And so honestly, like for this particular launch, it worked fine. We just ran that yesterday as of recording. So like to be determined in terms of like how that impacts the launch, because the cart's still open for this like workshop launch that we did. But I don't feel like we put like, I don't know, I don't feel like we did as much promoting of this workshop as like we might in other seasons. Like we just we've got a lot going on. And like I'm not being very honest about that.
Yeah.
But it was really fun. I enjoyed that format. And like, I don't know about you, Jenny, but like my takeaway from that was like, this was a fun experiment that I definitely want to like take further with future.
Agree. And like we had some already active Journal Club members that were in the workshop and they were participating and they were giving feedback and already giving like positive takeaways of their experience in the Journal Club. And had we not ran that workshop, I don't know that we would have gotten that feedback this soon from some of those members, because the Journal Club is only a few weeks old. Like it's in its infancy. So that was just really positive to know, like we were on the right track and we learned something from our audience, because with this specific workshop we did, it was all about how to get started journaling for your business. And an existing member said, thank you, this helps so much. I feel less overwhelmed getting started with journaling. And it was never on Ellie and I's radar. This is a messaging tip for anyone listening. It was never on our radar that someone might feel overwhelmed by the process or the idea of journaling for their business. And so because someone, an already existing member, shared that with us, that was just such a nugget of insight that now we can address. And we have now proven this workshop has a need, because if one person's feeling overwhelmed with like, but how do I actually journal for my business? Like that concept feels foreign. We know like we can now do more testing to see if other people are feeling that way and see how that goes. So it just felt good that a fun spark of inspiration to create this workshop, run this workshop, and we really enjoyed it, gave us some messaging data feedback that we needed that now we can really think about and implement going forward as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it goes both ways, I think, for the, like both sides, like both the messaging and the sales and marketing side of the Journal Club, and then also the delivery side of like,
yeah,
that balance of helping people see before they join that like, we're going to make this simple for you and mm-hmm. it's not going to be overwhelming. And then also once they're in, making sure that we're like mindful of what kind of content we're giving people and like the way that we're presenting the content so that they can dive in a way that's like bite-sized. Like one of the things we emphasized on the workshop yesterday is like one thing we're really like intentional about with the Journal Club experience is making sure that people know that like there's no like right or wrong way to do this. We are providing the resources and like, you know, we provide a pathway for like, we give you the weekly prompts and you can follow them in that order. But also like, there's no such thing as behind in this program. There's no such thing as like doing the prompts in the wrong order. Like you can journal on the things that you are feeling drawn to journal on and we're facilitating that. And if you don't know where to start, follow it in order. We're giving you that pathway, but there's also like, no wrong way to do it if you want to just dive into whatever you feel drawn to in the moment.
Yes, absolutely. So we want to also talk a little bit about how we're feeling about the low ticket membership model so far in general. Like we thought this would be a really great thing to cover on our podcast as we're doing this special series. And Ellie and I both come with different experience in this arena. And that is one of the reasons why we love our business partnership so much is because we both honor that we each have our own individual strengths and perspectives of what we've done in the past, what works, like, and what we want to really build together going forward and how we can kind of pull from both sides of that and meet in the middle a little bit as well.
Yeah, I think kind of like you said, like I think our differences in the way that we just tend to approach things based on our personality and then experiences that we have. I feel like with the low ticket membership model, it sort of like combines those two different perspectives in like such a good way. Mm-hmm. This is honestly like a lot of what we've been talking about and working through like behind the scenes is kind of figuring out like how to best balance these different things. Mm-hmm. So like for me, from my perspective, I think I have a little bit more experience from my previous business with selling a lower ticket offer. And in my previous copywriting business, I had, you know, my higher ticket service-based like coaching packages. I had my like done for you copywriting services. And then I also had like copywriting courses and like hands down, like looking at my previous business, the offer that I loved the most and had the most fun selling and delivering was a $37 like sales page copywriting course. Like I loved that offer because I was selling it at a low price and I was able to kind of like be hands off and like serve people through the course. Like it was a great offer. And I had a little bit of like, especially in the beginning, I would do these like calls, like just to honestly to get feedback from people so I can improve the offer. And that was like funneling into other things, but like that low ticket model was just like so suited for my personality because as an introvert, like I, you know, love serving people and want to serve them well, but also like I like to be able to do that from a little bit more of a distance. Not, you know, nothing against anybody I've ever worked with or anything like that. Like I do enjoy going deep with people like in certain containers, but there's just something very appealing to me about that like lower ticket serving people without as high touch service. And so for me, like I have that kind of perspective as I'm coming in. And then on the other hand, Jenny, you are like, as an extrovert, I'll just say like, I really value your experience and like ability to like bring people together and bring together community that is like, not my strength. And so I think that balance of like my experience with low ticket, your experience of bringing people together works so well for the membership model.
Right. And I agree. And my favorite offer in my previous business was my mastermind, where I'm really like rocking up and going deep with people. And it was just really one of my very favorite things. And also what I learned through like my burnout recovery journey. Also, I really struggled with a bout of major depression as well. Like, you know, whenever I was also going through my burnout as well. And that enabled me to really take a step back, and I stopped coaching. So like, I haven't coached people in a high level capacity in 3 years now, because I realized that all of the space that I was holding for other people, I was not giving equally to myself. And I needed to reclaim that space so that I could heal. And on the other side of that, I naturally gravitate towards getting to know humans and getting to know like our members. Like, why are you here? What are you going through? Tell me all the things. That literally is my default. But through working with Ellie, it's also like you have a gift for teaching me the impact that's still possible without losing myself in caring so deeply for others that I have to hold like all of this deep personal space with them. And I really value your perspective in that way. And so now I'm really in this place where I don't want to give that up, this space that I've been able to reclaim for myself, but I care deeply about connecting with humans and making a big impact with our body of work that we're creating. And so I think that's where Ellie and I are very intentional with meeting each other in the middle and not just saying, oh, well, this is the way that we're doing it because this is what I'm comfortable with, or this is the way we're doing it because that's what you're comfortable with. Like, I think our partnership has been so successful so far because we're able to share openly. And I think like after we ran our first journal club co-journaling sessions, like I was eager I wanted to talk to these people. It was so foreign to me to kind of rock up and only journal with them. And Ellie was totally in her happy space. I was a fish out of water.
Perfect. Yeah, this is perfect. We'll just show up. We're all together. Like, we've got this community vibe, but like, we're just in our journals. We don't have to.
Right. And I'm used to coaching people, you know? Yeah. So then we realized, then we had this conversation where I shared with her of like, wow, okay, that was a different experience for me. One that I still loved, but also like I was growing a bit. And you came back to me, I think, after that, and you had said something that was like, hey, like, I want to really honor like what you value and what you need too. And now I'm getting emotional, but like that meant so much to me that we are both so willing to see like not just this offer that we're building, but we're so willing to make sure that each of us is very happy in the offers that we're building. Because if you've listened to this podcast and any of our former episodes, we talk a lot about creating misaligned offers is a way that you can lead to burnout. And so if one of us were to feel like we overcommitted, or on the other side of that, something is majorly missing, we would both be working in a misaligned way. And so we're very intentional to listen and honor the other person's perspective, and also know like we're really trying things for the first time in some ways. And I'm really excited about the low ticket membership model, the impact that we can have, but also we have like another version of it that we were already marinating on that I think now we might be thinking of bringing out a little bit sooner.
Yeah. So I think one thing that's like kind of tricky that anybody who's launched a membership will probably relate to is like with a membership model, the like part of that is the community, right? Like part of it is like, it's a group where you're getting like something on a consistent, regular basis. And so one decision that we made, like as we're growing this membership to start, was we're going to wait to open the community until we reach 50 members. And so we have that plan to open up a community and have more of like a place for members to interact with each other and for us to interact like in a like digital format group. But we don't want to sell something where we're promising a community until we know we have enough members for that to actually work, right? Like yeah. It's hard to have a community when it's just me and Jenny and like, you know, we'll see who shows up, you know?
Right.
And so that's one of the reasons that we decided to hold off on that piece. But on the flip side of that, we also have always kind of talked about behind the scenes that like, we do want to have some sort of like higher tier option for like an upgrade to the membership where we can like, we can go deeper with people. And so through these conversations that we've been having over the last few weeks about like the business model and stuff like that, we've decided like, actually it probably makes sense to bring some of this in a little bit sooner. And so we've decided that we are wanting to put together a group that's going to be like an extension of the Journal Club, but just a small group of like kind of mid-ticket, higher touch support connected to like helping you with journaling for your business, helping you with building self-trust. But we're just kind of starting to put feelers out, starting to reach out to some of our members and community to just like gauge interest in this. And I think we're ready to start putting this group together sooner than we had initially like thought in our like longer term business plans.
Yeah. So we're really excited about it. They're going to be called Support Pod, by the way, like just putting that out there. So yeah, we're just thinking about like starting to gauge interest for like a mid ticket, few hundred dollars a month, little mastermind and support group that would be an extension of the Journal Club. So if you're interested in that, send us a DM on Instagram or email us at hello@supportedceo.com to let us know that you're interested and we can chat about what that might look like.
Yeah, we're excited to add this little extra piece to the Journal Club sooner than we expected. So for this series, we are in part three of this four-part series of sharing our starting over diaries and sharing what it's been like to work toward growing the CEO Journal Club. We are actually going to take a break next week from this series. We have another episode that you'll hear next week, but we record our episodes in real time. We record every Thursday and then you hear the episodes on Wednesday is like kind of the schedule that we're on right now. But with real time recording, we are going to take a break next week. I'm going to be moving. Jenny, I know you're traveling. And so we're going to take a little bit of a break from that series or from real time recording. We have an episode for you that I think ties into this episode, or sorry, the series really well, which is about what happens when you are in love with the idea of an offer and you know that it's the next right thing for you, but nobody's asking you for it. That was kind of our experience a little bit with the CEO Journal Club. Like we knew there was a need for it, but we'll talk about it more next week, like kind of what that has looked like. And then we'll be back in 2 weeks from today with part four of the series, where we'll share the final results of this experiment as we work toward our goal of 50 members in 30 days. And we'll also share what's next for the CEO Journal Club, regardless of whether we hit our goal or not.
If you're enjoying the Supported CEO podcast, you will love the CEO Journal Club, which is our monthly membership where we help you get back to the freedom-filled life and business you set out to create in the first place, one journal entry at a time.
Inside the CEO Journal Club, you'll get weekly journal prompts, guidance, and encouragement to help you build self-trust, prevent burnout, and get your entrepreneurial spark back through 10-minute increments of journaling that you can do wherever it fits into your busy schedule. You can learn more and join us inside the CEO Journal Club at supportedceo.com/club.
And if you enjoyed this episode, we would really love to hear from you. Please take a moment to share it with a friend who might enjoy it too. And something that really helps us is if you would go to your podcast app and leave us a 5-star review. This really helps us to be able to continue to reach others and do more of what we love. Until next time, stay supported.